Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And as you can imagine, you know what the story is going to be about this morning. So as you've seen the little demonstration, you got some stuff to kind of remind you about what we're doing here this morning and what kind of went on in this story. But let's read the Word of God here this morning. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather here today and we hear your word through Scripture, Lord, we are reminded how you speak to us through that word. And Lord, may you speak to us this morning through this message, and may this message be your message and not mine. May you fill me with that Spirit, Lord, as we gather here and we proclaim your good news. And Lord, I pray for those that have gathered here in the pew today, that you inspire them with your Spirit. May you open up their lives to just receive your teaching. In Jesus I pray, amen. Got a question for you this morning. There are certain situations in your life that you will probably experience the Marthas and the Marys. What are some things in your life that you know that bring out the Martha in who you are? There are probably times maybe when you're a little crabby and things might make you upset, you know, depending on what you're going through in lives. And so I also put a picture up there, and maybe you can't see it if you're way in the back, but if you're up front, you might see it, and you're like, oh yeah, there's a picture there of a guy sorting hogs. That can bring out the best in a lot of people, if you've ever been around hogs. So I thought, you know, that's a good picture. I remember that as a boy and as a teenager helping dad on the farm, sorting and loading hogs, and that could always bring out the Martha in me. What brings out the Martha in you? Think about that in your life. Maybe it's things that are going on today or whatever it might be. But then also we need to look at what brings out the Mary in you. What brings you great joy? What brings you happiness in your life, such as Mary? As she sat at the feet of Jesus, we see two totally different lives. And there are times when we are both, right? You have that, I have that. Where the Martha comes out, and sometimes it's the Mary in our lives. So let's start with that this morning. We need both of them. You know, by nature and design, there are those who work hard to make certain events in their lives happen, and sometimes that might bring out frustration in your life or maybe joy in your life. Another thing that I thought of this past week, big family situations sometimes can bring out Marthas and Marys, can't they? Weddings. Mother-in-laws, how you doing? Right? Those things happen. What about family gatherings? Family reunions? Maybe they bring out the Mary in you. You're excited to see people. But maybe you're not so excited to see someone. And they bring out the Martha in us. Those are different things that go on. But the Martha and Mary in the story here today, they make a great pair together. Both very different in many ways, but very much alike in one way. They both love Jesus Christ, no matter what their situation is. They both love Jesus Christ. Now, they lived with their younger brother, Lazarus, in the town of Bethany. Now, Bethany is about 2 miles southeast of Jerusalem. If they were to walk that, they were actually about 2 miles from the front gate of the temple. Not very far away. That's kind of where they're located. Very small town. Few people live there. And so it's also believed, what I found quite interesting this past week, I had no idea. I thought Mary and Martha and Lazarus, They're old people, I always thought. Guess what I found out in my study this past week? It's very well that Martha and Mary could have been in their early 20s. And that Lazarus, being the youngest of the three, could have been an older teenage boy. I had no idea of that. How many of you would have realized that? I shared that with youth group on Wednesday night. This is Jesus' favorite place to hang out when he was in Bethany. He loved to hang out with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. They're good friends to him. And I told our kids, you know what? Jesus loved hanging out with the young people. I never knew that about Martha and Mary. Maybe we see a little bit of immaturity coming here. You know, if they were in their later teen years and early 20s, you can almost imagine what two teenage sisters might have been like growing up. I had three of them underneath me, and I knew what that was like. Woo! So you could see a little tension here, maybe in their lives, between Martha and Mary. But Jesus enjoyed their hospitality. He was well cared for when he was there. He felt loved when he was there. And I'm sure that he expressed love back to Mary and Martha and to Lazarus. Now, there are three snapshots in Scripture that talk about this family setting with Jesus in their life. And so I'm going to share the first two. The third one we're going to talk about more in detail this morning. The first one is in John 11. You might know that Lazarus actually dies. Jesus is far away, and they go to get him. And you need to know, Jesus, that your best friend Lazarus, he's died. And what does Jesus do? Does he run right back to the home, or what, you know? He takes his time, doesn't he? He's been gone for a few days, and Jesus raises Lazarus back to life. Great miracle. That's one of the stories you see in this home that takes place. Another one is in John 12. When Mary takes the expensive perfume and she pours it on Jesus' feet and she uses her hair to clean the feet of Jesus. And by the way, the disciples are in this story. And Judas, who's filled with greed, and we know what Judas does in this. I'm talking Judas Iscariot, by the way. We know what he does in his life. He robs from the treasury of the disciples and Jesus. They do ministry and so on. Eventually, he rats Jesus out. Well, Judas gets all up in arms because Mary's using this expensive wine to clean the feet of Jesus. That's the second story that we see with Martha and Mary and Jesus. And let me clarify that the Mary that I'm talking about this morning is not his mother. So don't get those two confused. That's a totally different Mary that I'm talking about. But the third story that I want to talk to you about this morning is what we just read about Martha and Mary. And they get into this little tizzy here in the house. That's where I want to spend our time this morning. And so in Luke chapter 10, Jesus shows up at the home of Mary and Martha to visit, to stay probably, to eat with them, socialize, hang out with them, whatever he's doing. This is a big deal. If Jesus was coming to your house, would it be a big deal? I would hope it would be. And so you can about imagine what kind of personality Martha is, right? Everything's got to be perfect over here in the kitchen. We got to have a nice meal. The table's got to be set perfect and so on. And Mary, I don't need all that. I just want to be here by Jesus' feet and spend time in the presence of Jesus. You can about imagine how Martha's feeling. Frustrated. Maybe running out of patience. Maybe a little jealous about what's going on here. And she looks into the other room and she sees Mary doing nothing. How many of you have ever been in that situation where, you know, if they would just pull their weight, life would be a lot easier, right? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I've been there, you've been there, and those types of things happen where, you know, if that person just get to work or do what they're supposed to do, you know, we wouldn't have this issue, right? It's all their fault. It's what we think sometimes. You know, Martha, she's the one to put the apron on. She's the one probably to get the work done in the house. She took care of business. She got after it. You know what Martha was doing, like, and I've said this before in another sermon, there's nothing wrong with what she was doing. It was not bad. that she wanted to get her work done and prepare a meal and so on. It's not a bad thing that she was doing. But her treatment of Mary revealed a serious problem in her servant's heart. That's what our focus is on this morning. She allowed herself to become jealous. She allowed herself to become all worked up. She became sharp-tongued. She publicly humiliated Mary in front of whoever else was there with Jesus that night. Jesus, what are you going to do about her? Tell her to get to work. I need some help. She assumed that Mary was probably being lazy. Didn't want to work. Didn't want to do her part. And Martha's behavior shows how subtly sinful human pride can set in our lives. You might see that same thing go on in your life. She probably thought to herself, and you can imagine being in the kitchen here as well, being the Martha, she probably thought to herself, why am I doing all the work? You ever had thoughts like that? That's the start of pride. But here's the real issue. The moment she stopped listening to Christ and made something other, the food, the priority in her life, she turned the focus off of Jesus Christ in her life. And as soon as you turn your focus off Jesus Christ in your life and you focus on other things that you think are more important, you're going to have problems. Issues will arise. Now, that doesn't mean you won't have issues over here with Jesus. You're going to have those things. But the way you handle those issues in your life, when you don't focus on Jesus Christ, you're going to have even bigger problems and stuff is going to be tough in your life. Going to get a little haywire. That's what happened with Martha. She lost sight of Jesus, who was sitting in her own home, by the way, right in front of her. She lost sight of Jesus. And then when she comes over to scold Mary and tell Jesus, you know, get her to work. This is what Jesus says to her. Can you about imagine maybe how she felt? I'm hopeful that she took it in good heart, in good stride, and said, Martha, Martha, you got this all wrong. Can you about imagine maybe what her reaction was when that happened? Thankfully, maybe she did have a rolling pin in her hand, right? That could have been chucked across the living room maybe. Like, what is going on? But she didn't. I can see that she probably softened her heart and maybe realized, Jesus is right here. Why am I so worried about preparing the food when he's right here in my presence? Where are my priorities at? What have I done? When Jesus says, what Mary has done is so much better in her life. Martha became so caught up in trying to honor the Lord and make everything perfect that she lost sight of him. Instead of being a joyful servant, she became bitter and angry. You know, and that's what we need to look at. We get in the situations, those things happen in our lives. We need to look at our own lives, and you need to hold up a mirror this morning and reflect on your own life. So we have to be careful here when we maybe step across and things in the world pull us away and they pull our sight off of Jesus in our life and the time that we spend, that we don't get stuck in our own good works. Here's the point I want to make with you as well. A lot of you do good works and for church and in your community and the lives of people you live with, and you do them in the name of Jesus Christ. All good stuff. Continue doing those things. But there's nothing more important than listening and sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ in your life. You're never to elevate that above. Your work's never to be elevated above spending time with Jesus in your life. That's the point Jesus is trying to make here this morning. Maybe he's speaking to you in your life as you look at your life and you evaluate that. Now, we might come with the best intentions, might have the best laid out plans, but we still fail to stop and behold his presence in the moment. A lot of you do good works. But is your worship just as important? Because that's the point I'm trying to make here this morning. In your life. Worship should always be at the top of your list. Spending time with God, praying to Jesus, reading Scripture, being in church, maybe just simply sitting at the feet of Christ, listening to some music and thinking about what's going on in your life with God and having that conversation from time to time. We call that reflection or meditation in your life. That's so more important than maybe bringing a meal to your neighbor. Now, it doesn't mean that you stop bringing stuff to your neighbor or whatever it might be, but you need to realize that's the point that Jesus makes with Mary and Martha. When it comes to living the Christian life, the spotlight always needs to be on Jesus and your worship. This is always second. Mary took the time to sit at Jesus' feet and be present with him. Mary had a humble heart. I could almost see her as a quiet, soft-spoken young girl that was just sitting there, just totally taking it all in as she sat at Jesus' feet. Hung on every word. Took it to heart. Learned from him. You know, if you look at it, Mary's humble, obedient heart was far greater gift to Christ than Martha's well-set table. Where are you at in your life? So that lesson here this morning is that our worship needs to be higher. Our duty to Christ needs to be higher than our service. Last week we learned about that God is seeking true worshipers, and those true worshipers worship in the Spirit. Remember I said that to you last week. They draw close to God. They spend time in the presence of God. They give out their hearts through prayer and self-meditation, wherever it might be, that he looks for those things. We see that here again today in Mary, a true worshiper in the presence of Jesus Christ. Now, there's a lot of things in this world that get in the way of worship, but you need to sort through that clutter. Maybe even man-made rules. Maybe even your thoughts about maybe this is how church should look or church should be. But really, it's about spending time in the presence of Jesus. Worshiping the fullness of the Spirit. And so faith and worship must always have priority over our good works. So let me ask you a question this morning. It's on the bottom of the screen. Do you prefer doing things for Jesus or getting to know Jesus? Your priority should be getting to know Jesus. If you have more ambition and drive to do things for Jesus, pray about that. Ask God to change your heart, because your worship should lead you to do those things, but your worship should motivate you, should encourage us. We should be singing for joy when we enter the presence of the church sanctuary on a Sunday morning. You should be singing for joy tomorrow morning when your feet hit the floor, because the God's given you another day to be on this earth as you worship while you work. How many of you were tired this morning when the clock went off that it changed time? Yeah. But God says, be excited about who you are and who I am as your God. Show it. Live it out. That's what he's looking for. Don't be downtrodden. Jesus is here. He's going home with you, by the way, today. He's going to be in your house all week. He'll be with you on the road as you go to work. He'll be in the office tomorrow morning with you. He'll be in the tractor, wherever you might be. He'll be there. So do you prefer doing things for Jesus or getting to know Jesus in your life? You know, we have another holiday that's coming upon us in our life. And so maybe this Easter season, we come through this Lenten season here. We're not too far away from Easter, a couple, 3 weeks or so. But maybe you're also looking for ways to focus more on Jesus this Lenten season. And you find yourself frustrated when you go to Target or to Walmart or wherever you go shopping. You can't believe the stuff that's already out for Easter, right? I mean, Valentine's Day, I was in Sioux Falls on the 14th, and Valentine's was gone, and Easter was here already. It's like, where did that go? Right? The culture says, go, 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 rush, rush, rush. Get stuff done, get stuff done. And Jesus says, spend time at my feet. Don't worry about the world. Maybe that's you this morning. Maybe you find yourself in a lot of hustle and bustle. And maybe like Martha, your joy's being robbed in your life. Remember, keeping your eyes on Jesus throughout Easter or any other time of the year is about how enthusiastically we embrace a basket of eggs and more about an inward attitude of worship that we want to be a part of. You'll find way more joy, by the way, going through Advent the same way. The culture will suck the joy out. But if you can get away from that and really sit at the feet of Jesus, you'll have that true joy. And I want you to find that true joy, because Mary found that. Martha had to learn that yet in her life. Doesn't mean she didn't love Jesus. She did love Jesus. You know, a lot of times our human instincts, and this is something we have to learn because this isn't normal for you and I, is that we are doers before we decide to sit, right? We want to go out and do something for somebody. But Christ says sometimes you need to sit and just be. And that's what he'd prefer in your life. You know, Martha, she loved Jesus. But she became spiritually unbalanced in her life by busying herself with mere activity. How many in here would consider your life to be busy? Right? We could all raise our hand. Every one of you. You maybe don't have your hand up, but I know you're busy. Yeah? And so you need to realize, you need to kind of figure that out in your life, that there you need to cut out time like Mary. Because if you don't, you're going to be a Martha. How many of you would love to hang out with Martha for a while? Maybe a little crabby once in a while, and maybe prodgy once in a while, right? Marthas aren't always so fun to be around in their lives. But maybe it's somebody like Mary. You can about imagine what Mary's life must have been like. You know, I said she's probably that soft-spoken young girl that just hung on every word that Jesus said in her life. And she probably was not making any rash decisions. She probably thought things through and looked at the big picture of life. Made decisions with wisdom. And for Mary, the oven buzzer's going off. I got to get there. I got to get the cake out of the oven. I got to get this done. Do you see yourself? Now, there's nothing wrong with working. There's nothing wrong with doing good because God calls you to that. But the point I want to make, too, is that there's a balance that you must keep in your life. and Martha's was out of balance. And Jesus says, Martha, Martha, got to work on this. Now, he didn't shun her. He didn't tell her she's a bad person. He came with grace, didn't he? Martha, Martha, why do you concern yourself with so many things? That's what he says. Don't worry about those things is probably what he was thinking to her as well. They'll get done. Your priority must always be on worship in your life. And I believe that's probably where a lot of Christians today have a hard time with this, including myself, that we lack quality worship time with Jesus in our lives. So I'm going to challenge you a little bit here this morning. You know, I always like to ask questions, right? And I want to send you home being challenged. So if you look at worship time in your life, where's that at? If I was to take out this 1 hour of church for you, how much additional worship time do you get during the week? Think about that here today. And as you go through your week, some of you are spending great amount of time worshiping God. Some of you are like, man, I'm not doing very well. You know, there's grace here, though, this morning. So you know where you're at. So work on improving that in your life. Figure out some worship time if you need to work on that. Because if you're going to tell me, and I don't want you to answer this, but you're saying, well, Rob, the only worship time that I get is my 1 hour here on Sunday mornings. What I'm going to say to you is Jesus is going to say, Martha, Martha. That's what he's going to say to you. You worry about too much stuff. You're too busy. Let some of that go. Your focus isn't on me. In your life. Martha rested in the presence of God. You'll find peace there for your heart. Maybe you're weary this morning. Maybe you're busy with good things this morning that are, you know, that God's got you doing great things and that's good. Maybe you find yourself caught up with everything that is to happen in your world and you're thinking about tomorrow morning, what work might be like in your life. Maybe you're consumed with bad news. Or maybe you don't have enough money to pay the bills this week. Or maybe you just lost your job. Or maybe you just experienced the death of a loved one. Or maybe depression keeps sinking deeper and deeper and deeper in your life. And here's my answer to you this morning for all those things that you deal with. We need to be like Mary and just sit at the feet of Jesus. And just be present. You don't even have to say anything. Jesus sees your heart. Jesus knows your thoughts. He knows what you need. But just simply sit in the presence of Jesus. So I want you to start something new this week. Take some time to worship. And may you find rest in that time. And all of God's people said, amen.